Have you been noticing the weed out in the field? It's really starting to kick into gear and grow. Hi, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension, and I cover Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. Well, I'm going to visit with you just a little bit about the stage of wheat growth out in the field. The wheat throughout the area, when I was looking the end of last week, has not yet jointed. And when we talk about jointing out in the field, that's actually the growing point moving up above the soil surface and there being a hollow stem starting to form underneath that growing point. Basically, that growing point is pushing its way up through the stem of the plant to eventually have a head that emerges out of the top. Well, since it's starting to just start to move and move away from the crown of the plant, we're really in a critical time of things that need to be done out in the wheat field prior to the wheat jointing. So really, now is the time for applying nitrogen. The biggest bang for your buck is getting nitrogen on prior to jointing, because that's when the number of spikelets or the number of mesh are being set on the wheat head. So it's important to have the nitrogen on prior to that happening. Now, there's kind of a twofold thing that has to happen here. One, you as the grower needs to get nitrogen out in the field. And two, we need Mother Nature to hold up her end of the deal and give us some moisture to get that nitrogen down into that root zone. So it's right where those roots are where they can pick it up. So nitrogen timing is really important in our growing wheat crop. The other thing to talk about prior to jointing is herbicide applications. And herbicide applications are really important because there's certain herbicides that can only be applied prior to jointing and other herbicides that can be applied after jointing. And mostly what we're talking about is some of those growth regulator herbicides, which include dicamba, 2,4-D, and MCPA. Well, dicamba can be applied clear from after it gets up and growing last fall, clear up to the jointing stage. And we really like dicamba because it actually has really good activity on kochia and actually can have a little bit of reach back in the fact that it will go back. It can be activated with as little as a quarter of an inch of moisture and kind of have some reach back to go get some of those kochia that have already emerged out of the soil. So that's why dicamba is a good fit. If we look at 2,4-D, it's also a good fit, but after jointing. If you apply 2,4-D prior to jointing, then it will stop the amount of tillers that you have. And some cases, we have some thin stands, and we're relying on some spring tillers to make a difference. So apply 2,4-D after that jointing stage. If you want to see a picture of the stage of growth in the wheat plant right now, go to our website at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, or you could just Google K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, and there's a picture that I took in the field last week that has a cut middle section of a wheat plant, and you can actually see the growing point and the forming head in that picture. It's also posted on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on my Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, please contact me at one of the extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or on the experiment station in Colby.